Welcome to this ASI cast. When our research director Richard Marks interviews Julien Rosanvallon, director of the television department at Médiamétrie, and Laurent Batté, Médiamétrie's chief executive, Richard discusses with them the recent launch of their four-screen service, using panel data and streaming census data to provide a detailed cross-platform performance profile for each TV programme. The discussion also takes in how this service will work together with other Médiamétrie services. There seems widespread agreement that whilst hybrid approaches are no longer in question, there's an urgent need to ensure that the various data sources can be held up to the same level of transparency.
Great, well, welcome to the ASI cast, guys. Now, a new monthly four-screen service was rolled out in France in November. Can you tell us a bit more about what the service entails?
Yes, of course. Hello, Richard. Hi. We have indeed rolled out last year in 2016 a first four-screen measurement. So Médiamétrie has been for the past 15 years has been the reference measure of TV and of online. So for many years now, we've had some online panels, and we've had some census data. And in particular, in the last year, we've made a lot of measurement in the streaming area. So we started a project some years ago to build a four-screen measurement that would use these different data sources. On one hand, panel data, and on the other hand, the streaming census data, to build a daily service that provides program by program a total performance for each program.
So what data is available? Does it include advertising spots across platforms, and is it primarily a planning tool, or can it also be used for actually evaluating campaign performance?
So at this stage, the service is primarily an editorial services. Mm-hmm. We do provide for each TV channel the performance of the live ad breaks seen on the online devices. But for broader media planning use, we are currently discussing a way to expand the current TV media planning to a four-screen TV linear media planning.
On top of this, we are launching from the beginning of January 2016 the cross-media campaign survey, which is the ability for a campaign, a TV campaign and internet campaign, to measure the incremental reach coming from each screen for an advertising campaign. So on top of TV four-screen measurement, we have a cross-media ratings measurement for advertiser media agencies.
And that's interesting. Now, it's currently being provided monthly. Are there any plans to have it reporting more frequently than that?
So, no, today the service is reported on a daily basis. The service that is reported on a daily basis does not provide demographics.
Okay.
And yes, the next service that we will be releasing in the coming weeks will be a monthly service with demographics data at a TV channel level to provide all the metrics, the four-screen metrics, reach, time spent, etc., additional reach at a channel level. So this is the first step, of course, and afterwards there will be another step that we will be working on, providing at a more frequently demographic data for each program.
Now, I assume at the moment you're providing this four-screen service sort of in parallel to the main trading currency. Is it on the agenda at some point that it actually would be effectively a currency measure. Is this a first step towards that?
So I would say in a way it is not provided in parallel. It's actually provided in the same tool, in the same daily tool. We have a dedicated online tool that our clients use to get access to the TV, to the TV audience. And in this same tool, they have access to the aggregated four-screen audience. So it's more than just a separate measurement. It's really, we've built the measurement embedded within the current system. But you're right, currently the reference measurement, in particular for advertising, still relies on the usage on the TV screen. So I think the key the key element to make this evolve will be the evolution of media planning.
What typically, this is a difficult question, but typically what sort of an uplift are broadcasters seeing on their core programs, you know, obviously on the TV set compared to the other platforms? I know in the UK, Barb have been reporting figures that indicate certainly on average of about 1.5 to 2% of viewing being online. Are you seeing things in line to that? I guess it must vary a lot by type of program.
Yes, what we see today is not far from what you say Barb is, has been reported. But what we also see is that there are huge variation between program genre and also the demographics that are targeted. So I think in general, when it comes to all these new TV usage, what we believe is that talking about average is a bit difficult, because in reality, not everyone is using their smartphone to watch TV. There are a few million in France. We calculated that there's slightly more than 4 million people that spend an average 2 hours every day to watch TV on their mobile screen. So again, talking about average, I think, is a bit misleading.
Yes, because it's concentrated on a small part of the TV viewer, young people, but young people are very spend a lot of time in their mobile device.
Yeah, I'm reminded of a story that I was told when I was learning sampling, that the American census had discovered that the average American spent 2.5 minutes filling in a fishing license every year, when in reality what it really meant was that, you know, about 1 in 10 Americans went fishing and spent 20 minutes filling in a license. It was a meaningless average. And I think you make a good point that when it's a very targeted audience doing something a lot, they may be in the minority, but they are an audience particularly interesting for advertisers, I guess, as well, disproportionately so, if they're younger and skewed towards more technology orientated people with the full screen devices. So it's a good point. You also run a cross platform panel for Google, and Lauren has presented that at the ASI conference in the past in terms of some of the early findings from that. Is that entirely separate, or is that something that you're able to use perhaps as a benchmark or to calibrate, because you have also got access to that data from your Google panel?
Yeah, you're right, Richard. We launched 4 years ago a single source panel co-owned by Google and Médiamétry. And we measure on this single source panel TV and internet user usage on all devices through a router. This tool, which is still working, is used as a hub to measure the duplication between TV and internet website or apps to create the link between MediaMath TV currency and internet panel currency for computer mobile and tablets.
So we use this for
TV for screen measurement. It's a part of a TV for screen measurement tools.
So in a way, that's guiding you as to how you can build a model that adds the things together in the right proportions.
In summarize, yes, we could say that, and it will be used deeper next year, this year, no, not next year, because we are in 2017, this year, with specific analyses based on new development, but we will communicate on it in the next few weeks.
That'll be interesting. Now, you, to widen out slightly, you obviously were at the ASI conference that we had in Budapest, where we talked about a number of themes. But from your and Médiamétrie's perspective, what do you think are the main themes you took away from the conference in terms of where the measurement industry is heading at the moment?
First of all, for me, I think for Julien too, ASI conference is the best class conference for TV, online and radio measurement. We must be there because it's a conference for us which gives the ability to share the main project development or also issue that we are confronted for TV and radio measurement and now video measurement. And the last conference for me was very interesting, especially in terms of new development with different JIC or vendors, and the presentation was very useful.
And in terms of the, I know that you spoke, Médiamétrie spoke very specifically about the need for hybrid measurement and the coming together of data sets. Do you see any issues around the availability of that data? That I think there was a lot of talk about, and we ended on a panel which talked about particularly about the availability of data from companies like Google and Facebook, that there's an intent there and a will there, but perhaps there's an element of a stage still to come in terms of how JICs and audience measurement companies actually get access to that sort of data and build relationships. The reason I mention that is you're in a particularly interesting position because you are dealing directly with Google as a client in this panel that you're building for them. So I'd have thought you're in a good position to understand how the new media companies, their ethos and how they work, perhaps having built that relationship.
Well, what we believe, first of all, so you mentioned hybrid. I think hybrid is really a key element of tomorrow's audience measurement. Of course, hybrid measurement raises many questions. So we see there's currently a regulation, a EU regulation that's being discussed in Brussels that puts a lot of restrictions on cookie usage. Of course, hybrid measurement relies a lot on those types of data. Hybrid also raises the question of using multiple data sources, and not only some of these data sources are proprietary data sources. And it's true that we've had quite a few experiences in working with third party. For instance, in France, for our online measurement, we are working with the ACPM, which does the audit of the online circulation in France, the ABC equivalent in the UK. And we're working with them. They're providing us a set of data so that we can build a fully hybrid online audience measurement. So we've been working with partners like ACPM for these measurements, and tomorrow we will need to work with other partners. So I think it's something that all measurers should start to work on.
We believe, we strongly believe that the future of measurement will be a mix between panel and hybrid data and census data. Census data could be data coming from tags, could be also data coming from return pass data, because it's also important to increase the quality of the TV measurement, and also logs from video platform. But one of the issues will be to have in this different set of data the same rules of measurement, and it will be a big challenge for our industry in the future.
I agree. I think that it's almost like the debate has moved on from whether hybrid is a good idea to how do we make sure that all the various inputs to a hybrid system are held up to the same level of transparency that the TAM panels have been up to now, that the eventual meal that is cooked, that all the ingredients are fresh and good. And I think that's probably the next challenge. But well, thanks for your time. That's been a really interesting insight, and we hope to hear more at future ASI conferences about how the full screen measurement service in particular is developing. So I guess it's a question of watch this space. And I'll hand back to Mike in the studio.
Well, thank you very much, and see you in a few months.
See you soon. Take care.
See you soon, and bye-bye. Bye-bye.